It's Bullseye on the Afternoon here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. Andy Bulbarch joined at a safe social distance by Rocco Nucci, and it's time now for us to head to the hotline to welcome in Ted Esborn, Avon Lakes Economic Development Director. Ted, we appreciate you joining us as always, and we certainly hope that you and yours are holding up well in the midst of this pandemic.
Oh, thanks, Andy. I appreciate being on, and you know, we're all going day by day. You know, I'm talking to a lot of businesses out in Avon Lake, and, you know, every story is a little bit different, but the fact that we're taking it day by day is common. So it's great to be here.
A lot of positive news to discuss, and we're going to get into all of that here in the next couple of moments. But you did mention there that you've had lots of conversations with many small business owners in Avon Lake, and I'm just kind of curious as to what some of your major takeaways have been. I know a lot of people are chomping at the bit to try and reopen softly on May 1st when they're given the green light from Governor DeWine. What are some of the things you're hearing from some of the small businesses in Avon Lake?
Well, I think, you know, one of the things that, you know, leaders both at the national level and the state leader are doing when they are looking at, you know, sort of a timeline for reopening is giving businesses just something to gauge their planning. Because, you know, the thing that I've been hearing most from businesses is, when we don't know how long this is going to go, we can't plan, we can't allocate the scarce resources that we have. And they tell me that that's the worst part, is not knowing. So I think so far for me, that's the biggest takeaway. And, you know, I think that, you know, both at the state and federal level, they've got, you know, a really tough task, because, you know, they want to give these businesses, you know, something to help them plan, while at the same time, you know, trying to figure out if that's realistic and what it's going to take to do that. So, not, you know, the trouble of not knowing and not being able to plan, I think, you know, that's the top thing. You know, everyone, you know, sort of has their different, you know, the struggles and challenges with this. But, you know, I've been amazed by how much optimism I've heard from our small business owners in Avon Lake. I mean, you know, you sort of hear the national projections about what this is going to do to small business all over the country. But, you know, the businesses in Avon Lake, you know, just seem to be saying, you know, that, well, this is what we're doing right now, and you know, we're gonna keep going.
Last week, Avon and Avon Lake teamed up. Not only the cities, but the school districts also came together as well for the Heroes Fund. What exactly is the Heroes Fund, and how does all of this work?
So I think the Heroes Fund started when some of our partners at University Hospitals and the Cleveland Clinic and Mercy Health sort of came to us and said, you know, each of us, if we got donations from the public, we could, you know, sort of find out a way to get those donations to our frontline caregivers. And when I say donations, I mean monetary donations, donations of personal protective equipment, and then gift cards to Avon and Avon Lake restaurants. So those are the three things that people are donating through the Heroes Fund. And, you know, we have drop-off points at those three hospitals, but also at Avon Lake City Hall, Avon City Hall, and you know, Community Resource Services, or CRS, which is located in Avon Lake. And you know, basically, you bring one or more of those things to a drop-off point. You know, you fill out a quick form, just among other things, designating where you'd like it to go. And that's pretty much it. We were very fortunate just last Friday to get a donation of over 100 N95 masks from a company, and we were able to split those up, and we're sort of dividing them and giving them to each hospital. But the hospitals are very grateful, to have the public providing for their frontline caregivers, and we're thrilled to have it off the ground now for a few days.
We're being joined on the hotline by Ted Esborn, Avon Lake's Economic Development Director. Ted, Avon Lake recently sent checks to local businesses for its jobs growth program, which is clearly very beneficial through these very, very tough times. Can you explain the nuts and bolts of this program and who specifically benefited from this?
Sure. I mean, this is a program that Avon Lake has had since 2012. And, it's a quirky economic development program where we look at all of our businesses and we look at their business income tax or withholding. And any business that increases its income tax from the previous year, we give them a grant of 25% of that increase. And so the maximum award is $50,000, and actually Ford Motor Company is getting the maximum award this year. PolyOne actually got the maximum amount last year. There are awards in the, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 range for our, some of our larger employers based in Avon Lake. And, for our local retail restaurant and shops, maybe they might get $200 or $300 or $400. And so every year we've thought of it as just this kind of charming, unique way for the city to say thank you to businesses that have grown and that have, contributed more revenue to the city. But this year, with the coronavirus crisis, we really do have the chance to give these businesses money that is crucial. I wish that we were able to give grant awards to all of the businesses in town. The nature of this program is that it's kind of up and down year by year. But, I say that, for the businesses that we were able to give grants to, at least we were able to support them during this really tough time.
Very, very tough times indeed. But along those same lines, some pretty big news that you sent out earlier today, $98,000 in grants were made to Avon Lake restaurants and bars from the Community Improvement Corporation's Emergency Coronavirus Grant Program. The Avon Lake Waterfront Corporation was involved in this as well. Ted, how did all of this come together, and can you expand on just how important this is?
Absolutely. I've never seen a group of people so energized and motivated in being mobilized toward a cause. When it became pretty clear that Governor DeWine was going to shut down bars and restaurants, Avon Lake's Community Improvement Corporation, which is a group of five Avon Lake residents, they're not elected officials. They're appointed by the mayor and council, but they're just city residents. They've got young families, and they serve on this group. They looked at this situation and just immediately agreed, we want to attack this. And they did it so swiftly that they announced that they were going to provide financial support just hours after the governor's shutdown order for bars and restaurants. And so from there, over the next 5 weeks or so, they sent grants to 25 Avon Lake bars and restaurants. And they had an application that was online, and the restaurants and bars were, really sort of grateful and anxious to have this opportunity. And what's incredible is just how quickly they were able to get this money out to these struggling small businesses. And that was really their priority, was we don't want this to take 3 months to set up when the need is now. And so they just recently joined forces with the Avon Lake Waterfront Corporation, which people know as the group that puts on Wine Fest in Avon Lake during the summer. The CIC, the Community Improvement Corporation, had spent a lot of its money on the first round of grants that it sent out, and it wanted to do more, but thought it had to do it at a lower level. Avon Lake Waterfront came in and said, "We'll pay to have the rest of these grants on the same level as the first one." So, that in itself was remarkable. It's a great story. It's incredible to me that it has come to a close. I mean, they've given all their grants, and I'm really in admiration of the folks in that group.
And I know it's tough for everybody this time of the year, because not only has this COVID-19 pandemic redirected things in the short term, I know a lot of cities and businesses have had to take a look at the not so distant future, but into the summertime, this certainly has affected some events that I think a lot of people were planning on. And I know Avon Lake recently had to cancel the Memorial Day parade and ceremony, and I know that was a tough decision for you guys, but you've got to think safety first. And you have a lot of wonderful events that go on during the summertime. How far out have you guys kind of looked at this thing? I know we're all in a holding pattern right now, but how far out have you guys looked as far as other events that you were planning on having in the summer?
I think, just sort of summer in general is what is, kind of under the microscope right now. And I think that, our recreation department coordinates a lot of the summertime events. And so I think they're looking, not only at big public events like the Memorial Day parade and, concerts and big events like that, but different, like kayaking and yoga in the park and all these other things. And, I think they're looking, they're being very careful and sort of making these decisions kind of one by one, determining, whether these things can happen. You mentioned events that have been canceled. This week would have been our 8th annual North Coast Business Expo. And, it's hard to imagine, but there was a time in early March where we were saying, well, that business expo, things are getting tough now, but that business expo, that's far enough in the future that, maybe it'll all be resolved by then. So that would have been this week. And it's just, you sort of have that perspective. I would say, we're looking at summer in general, and, the mayor and the recreation department are trying to be as judicious as possible.
We are all indeed playing the waiting game, hoping that we can get back to some kind of normal sometime soon, that's for sure. Ted, as always, we appreciate the time. A lot of positive news to talk about there with the Heroes Fund and the Jobs Growth Program, and, of course, the $98,000 in grants made to Avon Lake Restaurants and Bars from the Community Improvement Corporation's Emergency Coronavirus Grant Program. Always a pleasure to catch up, Ted. We appreciate the time, and we look forward to doing this again soon.
Hey, thanks, Andy. It was great being on.
Thank you very much, Ted. Again, that's Ted Esborn, Avon Lake's Economic Development Director, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We need to break. We will come back with more after this here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.